Okay, so once again, we're on page 258. Again, we're talking about specific brachas you make over smell. Now, before we go further, let's start from the top line on page 258. Again, Simon Reish Tes Zion. Again, we're in the middle of base, so. Yesterday we were talking about that if you took a fruit, and you just took the fruit, and let's say an apple, I don't know, whatever, and it might have a pleasant smell, but you just took the apple, just to eat the apple. So it could be that when it was coming to your mouth that you had a pleasant smell from it. But in that case, the Mechaber says you do not make a bracha on it. You do not make a bracha on the smell, I should say. Obviously make a bracha on the fruit. But you would not make an additional bracha on the smell. Why? Because that wasn't your intent. Your intent was to eat it. So we saw yesterday that if your intent was to smell it and eat it, so then you'd make a bracha on the smell, make a bracha on the eating, and we discussed which bracha you would make first, on the smell or on the eating. So that was yesterday. So the Mechaber says, actually the second line, right next to your base, the Al-Kulam, on all these things, on something that's from a tree, a bark type of thing, which you make an bore atzei besamim, or something that's a vegetation, which you make a bore asvei besamim, or something that's a fruit and it has a good smell to it, so you make a bracha shenasan or shenosen reach tov beferos, on all of them, all the categories, the alkulam, on all these, im amar bore mine besamim, Yatza. As you know, there's a generic bracha. The generic bracha is Hashem, you created all types of fragrant things. So again, no matter what it was, if you made that bracha, so then you're Yatza. And that's why Motzei Shabbos, we just, no matter what it is, right, different people have different models, like Svarim have Hadassim and things like that. Still, there's since these halachas could be considered a little complicated, right? Like, what's this and what's that and what bracha do? So therefore, Motzei Shabbos just make a brei mineh besamim. That's what it is. No matter what it is, as we'll see in a second. So you make a brei mineh besamim. That's a generic bracha. Now, if you recall, when we were talking about brachas, we have the same thing by food brachas too. That's a bracha kolelas. In other words, an overarching bracha, a generic bracha, if you want to use that term. And we know one of those generic brachas is shahakol, brachat Hashem Elokim Melech Shahakol Ne'evivara. So if you make that on almost anything, you're yotze. So believe it or not, the Mishnah Berurah discusses the following. What happens if you made a shahakol Ne'evivara on smell? In other words, you had whatever it is that has a pleasant aroma to it. And instead of whatever bracha it was, you made, overarching bracha, instead of brei mineh samim, you say, shakol ne'evivara. So the question is, are you yotze? So there's a big discussion, but Mishmur brings down a machlokas. The Magen Gevurim says that even bidyavid, you're not yotze. Why? Because Chazal did not make that bracha, shahakol, by something that's not edible. They only made it by food and drink. It doesn't apply. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down other achronim that say that a shahakol would work because a shahakol isn't worse than any other pleasure you get on any food or drink. Shahakol works. So Mishnah Berurah leaves it with a machlokas. Others bring down that and paskin that it would be okay. That if you made, like the Marsham says that, brings down Rabbi Akiva Eger, that you're yotze if you made a shahakol on smell, on something that smells. So again, you forgot its brei mineh besamim, forgot that generic bracha, so made a generic bracha shahakol, so that would be okay. Further, hilkach. Therefore, al kol davar shu mesupak bo. If you're not sure what it is a brei atzei besamim, maybe besamim, I don't know what it is. Mevarak, you should make a bracha brei mineh besamim. Make that bracha. Make the brave name of Samim safe. Okay. Vela egos mushkata. Now, on that, now Eggos usually is like a nut. So believe it or not, they translate this as this thing is nutmeg. The ala kanila, and on kanila, the Mishnah Brura brings down that kanila is cinnamon. It says a little differently, but they translate it as cinnamon. The kalu, and kalu is, they usually say is cloves. It's cloves. The chol besamim, next page, shehem la'achila. Now all these things, what do we use them for? We use them to add into food. So we eat them in one way or another. People add nutmeg, cinnamon, obviously, to food. So therefore, in other words, it's not like an apple or something, or an esrog or something like that, but it's used as a condiment, right, as a spice. So then what? Mevarech, so the Mechaber says you make the bracha shenasan re'ach tov b'feros. Right? He holds you make the bracha shenasan re'ach tov b'feros. You want to make a brei b'nevus. I mean, again, made a brei b'nevus samim, it's okay. B'dievet. But we want to talk about what you do like achila. So the Mechaber says on those things you would make the bracha shenasan re'ach tov b'feros. That's what you make. So, tomorrow, Imer Tzeshan, we'll discuss this a little further. We'll see a Mishnah Berurah about clothes. And also we'll talk about, tomorrow, Bli Neder, what about coffee?
Well, we don't do this with
cinnamon. Hold on. I said we'll say what about coffee? Right? I don't know. I don't like coffee, but the coffee smell is pleasant. So that's another thing we'll discuss tomorrow. And maybe, I don't know, we might save it for later. But we also might talk about, we'll see, use a concept from this, about, let's say you're going by a bakery and you smell something, a pleasant smell from a bakery. Do you make a brach on that? Okay? We'll see that tomorrow, Blina, hopefully.